In the Piyut of Shoshanas Yankiv, we say after the Megillah, we say, Chuasam Hayisa Lanetzach, Visikvasam Bechol Doiva Doir, that the Chua and the Tikva that we were Zoichet to on Purim lasts with us for generations, Bechol Doiva Doir. The Sfas Emes says Pshat, and Al Derech Zeh, I saw B'Shem Dechsam Sofer, that Be'etzem, the Pshat behind this is because on Purim, Bizman Purim, Klal Yisrael was not Zoichet to the Neis, Al Yedei, the Darga they were holding in, the Maisim Toivim, or Tshuva, or Tfila, name. Be'etzem, the Gzeiro was already Nigzar in Shamayim, it was Nechtam, and Be'etzem, they weren't roy for any Hatzolah. The Gzeiros Haman should have been Niskayim. But since they were Soimech and they had Betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Betochen Shlema, Kol HaChosim Boi, so when you're Soimech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if your Ben is Soimech on his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's up to me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace and was Matzalem. So says the Sfas Emes, that's why we can say, Chu'osom Hayiso Lonetzach, V'sikvosom b'chol doi v'dor. If the Neis would have happened due to their tfila, schusim, the tanesim and maisim toivim, who said we can bring that in our door? Who said we're roi? Aber adirabah, v'balte, were not roi, they weren't on the madrego, but afal pikein, they were soimich, al shulchan avim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was matzalem, that we have in every single doir. In every single door, when we're soimich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be matilos, that's what happens. As I state in the Sfas Emes on Purim, and Memela, we see this in many places. We see this in many places, this Yesoid. In the Megillah, Kayadua, it doesn't say the Shem Hashem, but it's Merumas in Rosh Tevis in a few places, very few. One of the places is when it says the Pasuk, Yavoi HaMelech V'Homon Hayoim. The Rosh Tevis is Yud Kei Vav Kei. When Esther invited Haman to the Suda, and the question's asked, why is this one of the places that it should be Nizgala the Shem Hashem? And the answer is, because Kol Zman that Esther was in the Beis HaMelucha, Klal Yisrael was Soimich that they have an inside man, Achois Yesh Lonu BeBeis HaMelech, that we have protection there, Esther will take care of everything. Memela, they weren't soimech totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then when they saw that Esther invited Haman to the Suda, Haman himself to the Suda with the Melech, they figured Esther was in on it. She's in it together with Haman and Achashverosh. Oy bezoi, ein lonu al mila hi shoyin elo al avinu shebeshamayim. Memela, that's when it was Nezgala, the Shem Hashem. Dafke in this Pasuk. When they realize that they can't be soimich on anything else. That's mitzad, the tikva that they had. I want to be Moses. Kayadua, the Neis Purim was different than Alanisim that we had. It wasn't a Neis Nigla. It was a Neis B'toich HaTeva. To be Zoichet to a Neis Nigla, to change the Darkei HaTeva, who said we're Zoichet? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Ois and Neis B'chol Doi V'Dor, like the Ramban says in Zoi Parshas Boi. There's no Nisim Geluyim automatically in every door. But the Neis B'toich HaTeva, to change the Teva, to work out, to pull the strings in the Teva, to be Oizer, to Klal Yisrael, that we have B'chol Dor V'Dor. B'chol Dor V'Dor, we have that. And that's what happened in the Megillah. I want to say over a Moiridik Apshat from the Alshich, that by the Igeris, the second Igeris, when Esther asked Achashverosh to write the second Igeris, the Pasuk says, Va'atem kisvu al ha'yehudim katoiv be'inechem. Write on the Yehudim katoiv be'inechem. And the Pasuk says, Kiksav asher nichtav b'shem ha'melech v'nachtoim b'tamas ha'melech ein lehoshiv. We can't take it back. And Meforshim asked, so what exactly was going on over here? The old letter, the old Igeris, we can't take back. So who said it'll help to write a new one, to write something else? So the Alshich says a fantastic pshat over here, says the Alshich. in the first Igeris that was sent out by Haman, what did it say? It said, Lahashmid la'aroigu la'abed es kol ha'yehudim. Lahashmid la'aroigu la'abed es kol ha'yehudim. Says the Alshich, Be'etzem, the Poshet Pshat is to destroy and kill all the Eden. And there's another way to read the Pasuk. It depends where you put the comma. If you put the comma after the word la'abed, it says, Lahashmid la'arigu la'abed, who? Es kol ha'yehudim. But there's another way to put the comma. Change the comma and put it after the word kol. And you read it like this. Lahashmid la'arigu la'abed es kol. That's who should be killed. Comma. Who should, and then who should kill everyone? Ha'yehudim. Ha'yehudim is not going on the people that will be killed, but the people who should do the killing, they should kill everyone else. There's two ways to read the Pasuk. So when they sent out the first Igeres, it said, Lahashmid la'arigu la'abed with a big comma. Who should be killed? As kol ha'yehudim. And when that letter went out, there was a gevaldike tzora to Klal Yisrael. Because it said the word kol. That was the terrible. No Yidin are going to be saved. No protexia over here. Every single one. Anoshim noshim betas. At the end, Achashverosh said, send out another letter. Now he reads pshat like this. Atem kisvu al ha-yehudim katoiv beinechem al yehudim means on the word Yehudim. Go back to the first Igeris and change pshat. Change the kamo. Send out the first Igeres and just move the comma. We can't change what it said. It was nicht. We can't take it back. Nichtav v'tabas ha-melech was nechtam. We can't take it back. But we can say anaya pshat in the first Igeres. Change the comma and write, Lahashmid la'arigu la'abed es kol. Who should kill everyone? Ha-Yehudim should do the killing. So it comes out that the word kol is what brought the biggest evil. When it said in the first Igeris, the word kol was terrible, gzeira to Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi said that saved the day because of that word kol. Just switch the comma. If it didn't say the word kol, it just said, la'arigu la'abed ha-Yehudim. There's only one way to read the Pasuk, that they should be killed. Because it said the word kol, now we can switch the comma from before the kol to after that, and the Pasuk gets a whole new meaning. So the second Igeres was really a Pirush Rashi on the first Igeres. Learn it up differently. The whole thing was Mishapich. The Nes of Purim was things that were happening B'derech HaTeva. We got a new pshat. Everything had a new pshat and a new taich. V'nahapichu, and everything was switched around. To take the Teva and learn it up in a different way and say, Anaya pshat, L'toyvas Klal Yisrael, that we have bechol dor v'dor. The Teva never changes. Just we're not always zeicher to the new pshatim in the Teva. It's a fantastic pshat from the Alshich. I always say that that's the pshat that the whole minhag to say Purim Torah. And Amola was real Purim Torah, saying new pshatim, different pshatim, pilpulim, not kipshutan. Nothing is kipshuta in Purim. We dress up, we wear masks. Because to show that even in the Teva, nothing is kipshuta. Al kolponim, but when are we zeiche to that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mahapech, when we're soimech on the Eibishta? As soon as the more we lose our bitochen and we toile it in our koichi v'oitzim yodi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, take care of it. Take care of it yourselves. The Malbim says that Zeresh told an Eitzah to Haman, in Mizera HaYehudim, Mordechai, if Mordechai is Mizera HaYehudim, Asher Achiloisa Linpoil Lefonov, then she says, Kinofoil Tipoil. Pashup Shat is, she was saying, there's no hope. If you started to fall before him, the story's over. You're going to lose. It's a modnazach. That's what Zeresh is telling him. The Malbim says she was a Rosh Mamish, a Rishanta. You know what she was telling Haman? She said, if it's Mordechai, it's Mizera HaYehudim, you know why you start falling before him? Because he's davening to Hashem. He's saying, Mechamna Eibishta. What's the Eitzah? Nofoil Tipol, you should bow down, you should give in to him. Go over to Mordechai and say, you know, you're right, you don't have to bow down, I'm backing off, I'm giving up. And if you give in to him, they'll stop davening to the Eibishta. They'll think, oh, okay, we're getting something done over here. It's working. They won't be Samech on the Eibishta anymore, and then you'll win. That was the Eitzah that she was giving him. Umyet Hashem Raboisai. Someone once told me, on Purim, he says, the Adil Yoda, the Sfasemis over there says, the reason we Adil Yoda is to show we can't daven, you can't learn when you're drunk, so what are you doing? Because it's not Bischus Unzem Eisem on Purim. It's total reliance on the Eibishter. A person in my house on Purim once told me that a whole year we're driving. A person, Bedaita, is driving the Mahalach HaChayim, he's leading his life, and you can't drink when you drive. On Purim, we tell the Eibishter, I'll drink and you drive. Memachtzach Shikha, Emiyat Hashem, we should all be Zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetaka be Mahapich the Matzav, to save us from the terrible virus, to give us back the Olam HaYeshivas, and everyone's panosa should come back the way it was, even bigger and better. And we should all be needful. As soon as the vaccines came out, that's exactly when the new strain started coming out. We have to rely totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else. And Em Yetz Hashem, we should all be zoiche to see Groisa, Yeshuas, the Olam should have a freilich in Purim.